Hi, everybody. I'm Mimi.
I'm Tamala.
And this is the TMI Show. Today, we're going to be discussing female orgasms, or lack thereof, how to suck a dick, how to eat a pussy. What else are we talking about today, Sam?
Sex toys.
Sex toys. Everything sex. Sex, 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 sex.
Sex, sex, sex.
That's what we're talking about.
Dick size.
From the female point of view.
Oh, my
ooh,
God.
Shaved dicks and circumcised dicks.
I didn't even think about this.
Yeah, it's just going to be a sex episode. We're going to really talk about everything. We want to touch everything.
Wait, now I want to know about the dicks.
Like, yeah, that's going to be a good topic because I can't do no motherfucking uncircumcised dick.
I don't think it. I felt like circumcised. Wait, which one? They both feel good.
No, I can't. What? I need to have a circumcised dick. I can't do... No, uncircumcised is when they have all the skin. I can't do uncircumcised.
They push it back.
Circumcised is when it's cut and it's and it's good. Yeah. Either- I can't do that shit.
I feel
shit.
Like that extra skin give it extra feeling, though.
I can't fuck no
sometimes.
Dick with a turtleneck. I can't do it. Like... I can't do that shit.
The only difference is the cleanliness, like them cleaning themselves.
I don't know the way it looks, all of it. I can't do none of that.
You don't gotta look at it though, uh-huh. Unless you suck. I will never suck an uncircumcised dick, but we can fuck. They probably do.
Yeah, yeah, I can't.
They probably do.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. I cannot.
So. Am I allowed to refill on camera?
Yeah.
You need some more?
Yeah. I was about to say he's going to chop it up. That's what I was about to do. I just want this to be like a natural. For the, oh, yeah, and the female. All right, so female. Right. All right, bet. So we're going to talk about female orgasms. Or lack thereof. Yeah. Sam, how old were you when you experienced your first orgasm?
Like 12.
Okay.
Too many.
All right. How old were you when you first experienced an orgasm from another man?
Never. Wait.
Whoa.
By dick? Or?
Dick them? or dick or head, clitoral stimulation counts, orgasm, as long as you reached it. If the man helped you reach it, he made you do that, that counts.
Well, I come every time somebody eat my pussy. Like, I don't think... You let them stop without doing it?
Huh?
You let them stop before they finish?
It's been a couple times where I stopped it because it just wasn't working for me and I was like, I'm done.
But then you got more, they hit.
It wasn't... Not even that they just wasn't licking it. They wasn't eating it right. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I mean,
you don't direct them?
Yeah, but it was getting a little hard and complicated, and he was just, you know, he was in his thoughts, and it was just, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to do it no more, you know? Nobody got to direct me how to suck a dick. You know? You know what I mean? Like, that ass.
I had to be directed before, or suck a dick. Yeah. I'm lazy.
I feel honestly, like I'm good at that, though. Like,
I'm a lazy dick sucker. I'm like, is you done yet? Can I stop? My mouth hurt. Yeah. Your jaws, your throat.
I'm about to say, I like sucking dick. Like, but I only suck dick. I like sucking dick, but I only suck dick that I would want to suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like, I'm going to be passionate about it every single time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
No. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on that tight time.
That's
like,
rare,
I get turned on from
me.
Sucking dick.
Huh? That's rare.
Really?
Yeah. I try to avoid it as much as I can. Yeah. But. Exactly.
Pretty much. No.
They do.
Yeah, I definitely, yeah. It's true.
They
I've refused a couple of times.
And that's what I
and
said.
And that's fine.
I'd be like, go get her to do it. Yep.
Exactly. And that's just what it comes down to.
Right. Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You don't even want your dick in my mouth. It's not, ain't nothing, it's not going, no waterworks, none of that shit. It's going to be ass. I mean, I was about to say, because it's definitely been a...
So what will make you want to suck somebody's dick?
Yeah.
So is it like a physical attraction or like... Wait, so what determines your sexual attraction? That's what I be wanting to know.
The way a man talked to me. Yeah.
Like, the way they, period, yeah. I can get real horny and look at a guy and just want to, like, and just be sexually attracted to him. Like, guys do the girl.
Yes. Yo, can y'all sit down because they be acting like we not the same. I'm like, we got the same feelings as y'all. Sometimes we just want to get our little nut off and go ahead just like y'all. Yes.
For real. And get the head and be out. I love sucking
getting
dick.
Getting it?
I love getting head, too. I love getting head,
wait,
too.
Wait, you don't like getting it?
But not every guy knows how to eat it right.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, no, I don't like giving them more than I like getting it. I definitely like getting them more than I love giving
what?
It. Hey, that's my problem right there.
Exactly. That's what she just said.
That's my thing. Exactly. I feel like after 25, like, I'm not trying to instruct no man how to eat a pussy. Like, I'm not...
But a lot of women don't, like y'all that don't, men don't learn because y'all don't. So if you like teach them, yeah.
That's a lot, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, mentally, who wants to go through all of that? Like, I don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you just like, you mean like move their head? Yeah. Listen.
Exactly.
Right.
So let's.
A lot.
So let's tell them how to eat pussy. Kinda. Yeah. That's kind of what happened. They did. This was. That's what
it
I'm saying. Like
nice...
it's a back. That's what I wanted to be. You know what I mean? Like a back and forth type of thing. Like group. You know what I mean? The bottom line is that a lot of men don't know how to eat pussy correctly, and we're here to help them out and, you know what I'm saying, instruct them how to do that. So, Tim, since you like to give instructions, how do you tell these guys how to eat your pussy?
You just move their head.
Just this, the, is
and
that
tell
it?
Them
just
soften
the head?
Up. No, the thing is, they be trying to go too hard. I be like, can you soften up a little bit?
That's what I'm saying, or like a listen. Yo, one time this nigga was eating my pussy and it was like little turtle licks. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Little turtle licks?
I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, at all. For real.
I feel like I ain't had that since I was in like high school though. Like grown men.
Nah, grown ass men. Yeah, this was, yeah. Grown ass men out here. Licking pussies like my fucking little turtle licks. Don't nobody
don't eat it like.
What the fuck is that?
Yo, fucking turtle lick.
Like. For real.
No, that feels bad sometimes.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Okay, so now I guess it's preference.
Right.
It is preference. That's why I said. So.
But after a while, anything feels good. After you just got the feeling on it for like 10 minutes?
No, I feel like it really got to be on my clit.
That's what I'm saying. Clitoral stimulation is really, really important. The clit actually gets a little hard. It hardens up like when you're doing it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does. It's supposed to stiffen up. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about the tongue in the hole? Like, I don't think I'm...
That does nothing for me.
No.
Nothing for me. As far as... That's what I'm saying, right? Or like, the fuck, like, Right.
I barely like fingers in there, let alone somebody little ass tongue. Like,
or how about when they're eating it and then they like they got their fingers in it while they're eating it?
That's good.
I like that. Yeah, yeah, we like that.
I like penetration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friction person. It's all about knowing yourself.
You got a question?
Yeah, what's the question? We here to educate. No, I have never done that. I've never done that.
Wait, y'all can't tell me y'all have from the back.
I've never farted in a nigga's face.
With your ass in the air from the back.
She said
no. Yeah.
That shit too, niggas. Are we? How about when like when niggas be trying right. Like?
I should have said no. I should have lied.
How about when? How about when like? since we on there, how about like when niggas like try to get air in there on purpose so they can make that fart noise?
They do that.
Yeah.
I never. Heard
really,
of
that's
that.
Never happened to you. That's happened to me. I don't like that shit.
I don't either. I'm like, oh my God. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm like, it was my pussy. It wasn't my ass. I swear.
They be knowing what they doing. That's what I'm saying. It's like, damn, I don't like that shit either. They do that shit on purpose, I feel like, especially from the back, because that's when it happens a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know either.
That's nasty.
It's so embarrassing
as shit. And they be laughing like it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh my God.
I'm dead. Wait, did we tell them how to eat pussy correctly?
Everybody different.
Because we got four different women's point of views right here. You know what I mean?
I feel like y'all two going to agree, though. Y'all two.
No, go ahead. How does one, from one female's point of view, how do you eat my pussy correctly? All right, I'll go speak from my position. You know what I mean? I need clitoral stimulation. I need you to focus on that clit with the tongue, with the finger, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I need you to focus on that clit. And if I say that I'm about to come, don't start wilding out, doing a whole bunch of wild shit. Just stay with that same position that you're in when I say that shit. Because as soon as you switch it up, then it goes away. And then I'd
be
frustrated.
You want them to do
it
hard or soft, though?
I guess it depends on the mood that I'm in. It depends on the mood that I'm in.
Fast or slow?
Depends on the mood that I'm in, again.
Moderate.
It depends, because when a nigga's like eating your pussy real good and he's doing it slow and then he speeds it up, that shit feels crazy. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It throws everything off.
Right.
Exactly. Just stay with that same course.
Wait, one more. Up and down or circles?
I was about to say circles.
You like it
up and down too. Circles. I like both, up and down and circles.
It feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Really? Wait, my tongue can't even move like that.
No, see, that's doing too many movements. Like, I need to say. Too many movements. I need the same motion.
Yeah. Right. won't even go on ABC, so but I never thought of that. So that's what y'all can tell somebody to do. Be like, baby, just do the ABCs on it.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta make this shit as simplistic as possible. You know what I mean? Like, I need clitoral stimulation. Just focus on the clit for me. Focus on the clit.
Right.
Yeah, the clit is where it's at. That's where all the nerve endings and all of that. Like, that shit is really, really important.
Didn't you look up a thing? She looked up this little statistic that was like, was 70% of
women?
Yeah,
70% of women need clitoral stimulation in order to orgasm. They do not. On top? That was a part of it too. That was definitely in the statistics as well.
How though?
Really?
No, somebody else told me the same thing.
With any guy, it's the same reaction. Because I'm about to say, because I don't. Okay.
Wait, so what position do you have to be in? Because the last girl that told me that she.
Yeah. I like it from the back. I mean, position that's going to make me orgasm from the back. I like missionary with my legs over my. Yeah, with up like that. Because you're hitting that G spot. Yeah.
Wait, so you came from a dick?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, only one time. Only one bed? Person. One person. Only one person makes me do that. Makes me like orgasm from penis. Yeah.
See? And I'm the only person.
And this has been like recently, because before I've never experienced that.
I will not with you people, but it's a personal thing. I hate looking down. I don't know.
Penis don't
really
like dick don't make me orgasm 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, this it was, don't.
It really don't. Like, I need clitoral stimulation for that.
That's what she just said.
That's my favorite position, too. We don't even got to look at each other.
Y'all some niggas. Like,
y'all like, listen, just get to business. We don't got kids. We don't got nothing.
When I throw it, just catch it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so y'all don't do no foreplay, no leading up to it.
Foreplay is important. A lot of guys don't do that. Don't do like a lot of foreplay. If you're doing it right, like 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Just 5?
Yeah, like if you're doing foreplay right, yeah. It's only but foreplay is important because at least I feel like it is from a female point of perspective, because that's what's going to get the pussy wet. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You feel me? Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I just feel like niggas automatically expect you to just be wet all the time. That's what I'm saying. Like, the same way, like, something has to happen for your dick to get hard, something has to happen for your pussy to get wet, too. So it's like,
I feel like that's how I am, though. Yeah.
It depends on the person. No.
I think the stage of my life I'm in now, I'm like in a real heightened sexual stage, so I get horny, turned on like real fast. Like,
I agree. I was 22.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm 25.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the tight time. And now it's like, shit, now that I know how to make this work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's really important. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Just like, oh, it feels good. And you don't even know how to make yourself feel good or spend time with yourself and know what you like so you can tell the next person how to do it to you.
I did that for 10 years, just laying there, letting them fuck me, letting them get their nut off. And I'm just like,
I think we all did in the beginning. I did.
But that's why we're doing this, to educate.
Exactly. And everybody know that it's okay, ladies. It's okay to speak up. No more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
For real. You got to learn yourself. Exactly.
Hell no.
So how would you tell like a woman to get to learn herself? Like how does she do that?
Because everybody, situation, I think a lot of females don't like to say anything out of embarrassment.
I agree. I think it's definitely a comfortability factor. To add on to what she was saying about talk, I think that women should definitely talk. I think women should definitely watch porn and definitely play with themselves, experience, you know what I'm saying, different toys, try out different sex toys, bullets and everything, experience the shit. You know what I'm saying? Just try different shit so you know if you like it or not. And in the very least, you could be like, I tried it, it didn't work.
Yep. Right.
Exactly.
You can tell the guy what you want. He can tell you how you like it.
Right.
Exactly.
I never thought about it like that.
Agreed.
Right.
So, do y'all give directions during sex? Like, you know how, like, guys give us directions during sex? I don't want to do that. And I feel like, at least for me, in terms of, like, sexual partners, like, I'm, like, submissive. Like, I like the man to be dominant.
All the time?
I don't want to be controlled. A lot of women do like it. Like power and empowering.
Right.
I felt this way when I had a threesome. I felt very empowered. I felt like I was that bitch. Yeah.
Wait, you think so?
No, I didn't. I wasn't competitive against my bitch. It was. No, I mean.
We was friends. Like, they was friends. Oh. For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I would be with a guy choosing the girl for the threesome. No, yeah, I don't like that. I don't want to. I don't like that.
Wait, have you had threesome before? Did you pick the girl? Or you let him pick? Oh. Okay. So who picked you? The girl or the nigga?
I think it's kind of like the guy showed the girl and then it's like,
so she got you, but he picked you.
Yeah, like he showed her who I was. And it was like, she was like, yeah. Like, and then so she started texting me and was being like, I couldn't believe it.
Wait, that was your first time ever with a girl or ever with a threesome? Damn.
Well, the first time I was ever with a girl was in a threesome, too.
Really?
But I liked it. I mean, yeah, that was the first that I've ever went. Yeah.
Oh. Why? Is there such thing as too thick? Really? Really? Damn.
I don't know.
See, I like hearing people different viewpoints.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, I know I definitely like dick, but I don't know.
I like bitches more than, I like both, but I feel like I'm more sexually attracted to women. Like, a vagina picture would turn me on way more than a dick pic.
I'm not like that. I'm opposite of that.
Even the girl that I did
with. Yeah.
And she wanted to, like, doing this quarantine thing, like, get together. And it's just like, I was like, bullshit, I was like, I'm a good guy. And I just did not show up,
Oh,
I've done that.
It's not
to a girl?
Yeah, I've been asked to be like the third wheel or like the, you know what I'm saying, the third person in a threesome multiple times, and I just wasn't with it. Yeah, like none of that.
Like now she's just trying to make me
hug
the child.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God.
I feel you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't like dick pics either, though. Like, I don't. Mm-mm. You know what would turn me on? Send me a picture of some money. That should get this shit right wet. Like,
right.
You know me? Show me what that bag look like. Like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, ew. I don't like dick pics at all. Like, I don't like it. Don't put your shit next to a water bottle. Don't put your shit next to a remote. Don't do none of that shit. I don't like that.
Wait, we just got a little dick pic. We got a little group chat with some guy from Atlanta, and he sent us one, and I like that one. That was the first one I actually liked. I be staring at it sometimes. Oh, wait, can we cut that out? I don't know if I want people to know that that we in a little group chat. No, bleep. Really. Can we cut that out?
That's a blooper.
Yeah. But no, that's the only dick pic I like. Because it look good. It's nice and curved. It got little veins in it. Yes.
Describe a nice dick.
It was like smooth, even complexion.
Even complexion. No, she said when they put it next to something, put it next to a water bottle or something.
Or remote.
It was elegant, an elegant dick pic.
An elegant dick pic.
Oh my God.
Niggas who got big dicks are the only ones that send dick pics.
Right.
Only niggas with big dicks send dick pics. A little dick nigga is not going, really?
You said that's a lie?
What? Niggas with little dicks? Yeah, that's nasty. Ew,
oh,
that's...
my God. Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
That's nasty. No, they can send me a video of them doing it. I like that. It
what,
depends.
Of them doing it like having sex?
No, of them jerking.
No, I don't like that. That does nothing for me.
Oh, my God. I love it. I be looking up pornos like that. I love it.
What?
Yeah, I do too. Yes, because you know how she feel. You like, ooh, I know that shit feel good. Yes. No, I be watching guy on guy porn too, though. Like, no, try. I said the same thing.
No, I can't do that shit.
No. Listen. All right, don't judge me. None of y'all. But my friend told me the same thing. And I was like, that's nasty. I would never do that. Because she said she be getting so turned on. And I tried it. And it was like the best by myself watching porn orgasm I had.
Yeah, I'm cool off of that. No, I'm cool. So wait, what kind of porn do you watch? Like if we go on your search tab, what's in your search tab?
Specifically?
Yeah. Really? What's in your search tab?
Really?
Really? All right, what's in my search tab?
What?
my God.
No, that's
God,
why
I
you gotta look
porn.
Up homemade.
I love porn. My John. Yeah, no, you gotta watch that shit with toys. I mean, I can masturbate with my hand too. But...
Oh, I need my hand.
Yeah, I could definitely do that shit with my hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's just this, what you.
Wait, play it with your clit with your hand. Oh my God.
Have you tried though? It takes a little bit longer, but it's worth it. I didn't want to rely solely on electronics. I needed to be able to make myself come. It was important to me.
Yeah. I set the phone up on my little pillow, lay back.
I definitely do that. Yes, I do. It do be quick. It be like 10 minutes or less. Maybe like 5 minutes, something like that. Yeah, it's 10 minutes or less.
You got to turn yourself on, though. You can't just turn on the porn and start playing with it. You got to watch it a little bit, get yourself turned on. Yeah. Then it's going to be fast.
I like Ebony and BBC's.
Wait, what's BBC?
Ebony and BBC's Big Black Cock on the pornos. I like Ebony and BBC gangbangs and shit.
You like gangbangs?
To watch it. I would never partake in it, but yeah, to watch that shit, I don't know why. I don't know why.
I would have never guessed.
Is that weird?
No. It's not weird. I just would have never guessed.
That and Submissive Ebonies. I'll be watching that too on porn.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I thought you would just watch like guy and girl, guy eating out a girl.
No.
She said no.
No.
No, if you go on my thing and type in H or BL, it'll come up homemade black lesbian porn. That's the only thing. Or homemade, never mind, I'm not going to talk about the other one, but homemade black lesbian.
No, you got to talk about it. I talk about what I... Only what? Really? I tried lesbian porn once.
Right.
I tried lesbian porn once. It didn't do nothing for me. Maybe I watched the wrong video.
You got to watch somebody eat in the route. Black girls.
It didn't do nothing for me. I feel like me with porn, I got to see some type of penetration.
Really?
But I will, since y'all are looking at me like this, I'm going to go home and try it again. We're going to try it again with some lesbian porn.
I'm
going
to send you a video to watch. I'm going to send you the winner video, okay?
Okay.
I got you.
I am. We're going to take that, you know what I mean? Try that shit again. For real, for real.
She said, DJ, that's... The way it sounds.
Nah,
you use your one
don't have
finger.
To go that fast. Yeah. It just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You use the tip of your middle finger, put it in like, it's this little teeny ball that you feel, right? And you open up your clit and just keep rubbing it. No, on your clit.
No, on the clit. Yeah.
So you going to try with your finger, and she going to try watch
with
a lesbian.
With some lesbian porn. I'm lazy as shit, too, and the vibrator be feeling like quick. And it's just like, yeah, I can
too
go to
fast.
Sleep now. You know?
But the vibrator is too fast. I want to enjoy
like
it.
In terms of me learning my body, like, it was important to me to be able to do that without electronics and shit.
Right.
So wait, question. When niggas be fucking y'all, do y'all be like telling him that they gotta like play with your pussy while they fucking you?
No.
I want somebody to. No.
No.
I would want that, but I don't know how to like say that. I would want that, but I don't like. How do I?
Yeah.
How would I say that? Like play with my pussy while you fucking me. like right. from missionary. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, wait, what did y'all just
like
say?
Like, if they like missionary, like, I want, yeah, like. So if yeah. it's like, if it's like something that you want a nigga to do, how do you instruct him, them to do it?
Really?
You tell him before you have sex?
Wait, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, we did? Oh, we did? Did we get enough material? All
right. Oh, my God. I was scared to see it. Who was that?
New.
Who?
New.
Oh, hey. Where you at?
Hey. Me in Atlanta.
We about to be in Atlanta this weekend. How long you out here?
We'll be out there. We'll be down there next week for Memorial Day weekend.
Next week.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, let me wrap this up, Playboy.
You hear me?
But hold on. I want y'all to give me a
Okay. So how should we end it? Like,
so I mean, we want to wrap up this segment with.
Okay.
You know, this is some of the conversations that we normally have.
So this is what y'all definitely have to say in the segment. Y'all want to urge people to ask questions in the comment section below. You want to tell them to like, comment, and subscribe, and then whatever other stuff y'all say around that to get them looking forward to the next show. But y'all gotta say those things because y'all want them comments.
Okay, I forgot about
that.
And
it's
going to be kind of fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? The conversation with Beast and you, me, that was a bonus, like a month.
I like that, though.
You know,
yeah.
So now you think you can bring some of your girls, and y'all, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, I can get them to come periodically.
Right.
I'm sure they will. But, you know, you want to get your girls to come up. And
we planned on it, having people.
They can set it to where the guest is in.
In the frame, right. Frame. You see, you got these schools and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what we planned on doing.
To capitalize off of everybody else's following. Anybody who is any type of influencer, we want to get dumb people on here so y'all can, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Next week we should do like why do men cheat or some shit.
Yeah, we just gonna have a guest.
I mean, I think y'all have fun. You know what I mean, we had fun with the conversation, yada yada.
Okay.
That's the energy I want.
Wait, what's their names?
The actual show, huh?
What's their names that was talking to us?
Her, mine. I forgot her sister name. Her name is Palilla.
Palilla.
And
so, guys, we're going to wrap up this segment of TMI.
We still recording? No, or no? Huh? Recording the mic?
Yeah. Okay. Kalila and?
Kalila and Will.
And Will?
All right. I call her Lily,
girl.
Wait, Will or Lou?
Quill.
Oh, Quill. All right.
Okay, guys. Okay. All right, guys. So, we're going to rack up. Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap up this segment of TMI. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe on this video so that we can keep just giving you guys more content. This was a great conversation. Shout out to our guests that was have been on the show today.
Miss Coella and Quill. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And be tuned. Make sure you guys be on the lookout for everything that we got going on in the future, because it's going to be way more topics, more guests. Shit is going to be lit.
Let us know what topics y'all want us to do. Let us know who y'all want to see on here.
Yeah.
Just interact with us. Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know how we did. Let us know if you like it, if you don't like it. You know what I mean?
Honest opinion.
Make sure you comment on them on this joint. You know what I'm saying? Put in the comments. If it was something that we didn't discuss that you would like us to discuss on a future episode, let us know that as well.
Yes.
We wanted this to be a very educational episode. And the goal is to get everybody to come. That's the goal.
Right. Period.
That was
That's
the goal.
It.
We hope we help. Make y'all come. So, yeah.
We help make y'all come. All right, bye, y'all.